Moving on now, Saudi Arabia says three of its soldiers have been killed near the country's border with Yemen. The Saudi Defense Ministry says the soldiers died at the southern Najran border after Yemen's Ansarullah fighters targeted their observation posts. The ministry said it was the first major attack by the Ansarullah fighters in the kingdom since the Saudi-led airstrikes began last month. It added that dozens of Yemenis were killed in the battle. Earlier, the Saudi Interior Ministry said one of its border guard commanders was also killed in the southern city of Jizan. The ministry, however, refrained to give further information about how the incident happened. Riyadh has so far lost at least 12 soldiers in border clashes with Yemen's Ansarullah fighters since it's launched its aerial offensive on March the 26th. Saudi ground troops are based in Najran and Jizan regions along the border with Yemen. Joining us now via Skype from Zagreb is Navid Nasr. He's a political analyst. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Nasr. Now, these recent skirmishes on the Saudi-Yemeni border, can this be taken as a warning from the Ansarullah towards the Saudis against any ground invasion?
It can be taken that way, but the Ansarullah, the people of Yemen, really don't have much to fear from a ground invasion. The Saudi armed forces have been beaten by the Houthis before, not very long ago, in fact, and beaten quite badly. The Saudi army tends not to fare well in actual combat scenarios. They can do well against, say, unarmed people in their own eastern provinces, in Qatif or in Bahrain, they do well. But against actual fighters, they tend not to do well. And which is why, precisely why they were reaching out to Pakistan and trying to get Pakistani soldiers to enlist them in an actual ground invasion of Yemen. Even that wouldn't fare well because Pakistani soldiers don't really have a stake in Yemen per se. Some of them may possibly have some ideological reasons for being enthusiastic about that, but it didn't pan out that way. Pakistan said no, which shocked Saudi Arabia. Saudi's own armed forces just are not going to do well in any sort of ground operation, either against the Houthis or against any other armed forces.
Right, so the Saudis probably factored that in before they launched their aggression against Yemen. So what are the options in their hands right now? Because the bombardment is continuing. However, as we've just been discussing, there's no concrete results coming out for Saudi Arabia now, are there?
No. There's no real good options for them. They can do several things. They can up the ante with regards to the ground invasion, in which case their 12 dead soldiers already is going to be minuscule in comparison to the figures that are going to be coming up with regards to Saudis killed. They can do that. They can up the bombing campaign, in which case the international outcry will get bigger and bigger, even if the U.S. tries to clamp it down. The outcry, that is. They're certainly not doing anything to clamp down on the bombing. Frankly, Saudi Arabia has paid a lot of money for its military hardware from the U.S., but they're not exactly getting top-of-the-line brand-new equipment, so their bombers, their fighters, they're a few decades old, and a well-trained U.S. pilot or someone would be able to use it in a way so as to probably minimize civilian casualties, but the Saudis, their pilots are, I mean, they're not, you know, anything, again, just like their ground forces. So they're not really particularly well-trained. They're not really well-invested in this. They always think that when the chips are down, the U.S. is going to be there if they actually need someone to protect them from some sort of attack. So, you know, their pilots aren't particularly well-trained. They're not flying latest, the top-of-the-line hardware. And you know, a lot of people are being killed as a result. A lot of innocent civilians are being killed, and they're doing nothing to endanger any warm feelings, particularly with regards to any population outside of the Gulf and Saudi Arabia itself.
Okay, let's see how this pans out. Of course, that's political analyst Navid Nasr joining us via Skype from Zagreb. It's always a pleasure talking to you on Press TV, sir.